At this time, I'll turn it over to Dr. Graham for the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Ms. Slattery. As we were just talking about and so lovely entertained, we're in the midst of the concert season for the holidays. There are 23 holiday concerts here in the Sachem School District, I believe 11 of which are finished at this point. But if you hadn't had the opportunity yet, I invite you to get out, you know, visit the district calendar and get out to one of those concerts. The student performances and the efforts that they put in along with the staff have been phenomenal thus far. I'd also like to just let you know that we're in the midst of the first winter athletic season, and currently we have over 1,000 student-athletes participating in athletics throughout our district. And finally, I'm going to pass it over to Kaylee for a report from East this evening.
Hi. Sachem East has had a very festive holiday season. They started off with Best Buddies making gingerbread houses. And then SAD Club is running a 12 Days of Charity raffle, which is really cool. A bunch of students and faculty members donated prizes from Xboxes to Michael Kors bags and gift cards. And you buy a raffle ticket, and all the proceeds go to charities and scholarships. And then Student Government is running an online survey to see what kind of winter activity everyone would be interested in, because we were debating between doing a winter snowball-themed dance, a movie night in the gym, or a dodgeball tournament. And so far, everyone's leaning towards a dance or dodgeball tournament, but the survey's still going on, so we'll see. And also, I'm happy to announce that Ugly Holiday Sweater Friday is back. That's it. I hope you all have a happy holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kaylee. Now we're going to have Ms. Hines and a number of our district staff members presenting on some of the work that we've been doing around wellness initiatives throughout the school district. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Ms. Hines.
Thank you. Before we begin, I would just like to thank David Jacklerch, our new secondary chair for music. He's done a fantastic job helping us just really spread the cheer around all the great stuff that our music department does, and he was instrumental in bringing our teachers and our students here today. So just let's thank David for that. And we're so excited to share with you our work that we've been doing around social emotional learning. And I just want to introduce our fabulous team. We have Maria Doherty, she's our new Director of Instruction and Assessment for Humanities. John Chiamonti, he is our lead on peer education, the lead on peer education for us, and all things that are happening with that. We also have Patichon Mehta, our principal at North, and our very special guest, Ryan, who I'll allow John to introduce Ryan first.
What's up? My senior Ryan Thompson is one of my lead peer education students.
Excellent. And I would be remiss due to some family sicknesses that we have going on. We do have other people who are key leads for us. Beth Caruana, she is our new assistant director for special ed. Lou Antonetti, who is our principal at East. We also have Gary Butel and Shannon McEntee, who are at district commitments, and Matt Wells, who is also a lead on this one, and he is at an activity at Cayuga tonight. Slides are something that we have been presenting each time that we do present to just bring you back to our goals and what we're looking to achieve across Sachem. Today, for our curriculum instruction beliefs, we're going to focus on we teach for our students social, emotional, cognitive, and academic growth. And again, just reminding you that when we talk about the goals for curriculum instruction, it spans across general education, special education, ENL. That's pretty much all of our students encompass. But just again reminding you of why it's so important that we work towards our social and emotional learning goals. So I just wanted to share with you some research. A focus on these skills drives positive outcomes, behavioral outcomes, long-term outcomes, relationships with adults, more engaged, interesting, and emotionally supportive learning settings. I'm going to go through the first couple of slides because these are slides that we've presented in the past with our wellness committee. Just talking about our overall goal when we started this work last year. We wanted to build relevant curriculum and instructional experiences to develop social and emotionally intelligent citizens K-12. We began our wellness committee by doing an audit of all the awesome things that we already have here in our district and what we wanted to really build upon. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on tonight, is what do we already have and what are we looking to move forward with. Developing our action plan. Again, last year we were doing an audit K-12 on all of our SEL activities, curriculum, everything associated with that. We also know that we which include our health education teacher curriculum that we have in place right now. We also talked a lot last year about making sure that we were very intentional about talking about how we teach to the whole child, so the academic and the social and emotional side. And we really wanted this year to encourage and make sure that we had programs that we offered in some buildings and now are commonly spread out throughout our entire district. And so then for this year, we wanted to showcase to you how we were taking our student success indicators, which is that little image up there to the right that we also talk about each time that we present and hook them up to our social and emotional values that we want all students at Station to be working on each year that they are with us. So additional opportunities for growth that we've had. You've heard us talk in the past about LICE, which is the Long Island Consortium for Equity and Excellence. This is something that we go to a team of us here as well as additional administrative staff. We work with other high-performing districts across Long Island to talk about how can we build upon our goals for SEL practices and equity. And then we're also a participant in Tri-State. We're actually going there tomorrow with our team to talk about bold moves. So really reimagining what instruction and what we want that to look like across our district. So I'm going to turn it over to Marie and John now to talk about the Wallace, our wellness committee versus our curriculum team, as they are the heads of our curriculum team.
Good evening, everyone. So when we think about the wellness committee and the curriculum team, in my mind, it's sort of the input and the output. Our wellness committee incorporates, as you can see, administrators, teachers, also community members, and our parents and students. That's where we discuss issues that are prevalent in our community, in our school district. And then the wellness curriculum team is all of those highly specialized educators and professionals within our district, and that's the team that is developing and implementing the curriculum in our school district, such as teachers, building administrators, special area teachers, but most importantly also our psychologists, social workers, guidance counselors, drug and alcohol. So all the members of that team will work to develop an age-appropriate, developmentally appropriate curriculum that benefits our students.
I agree. One of the great parts of having access to the peer education program is not only do I get to be in there as a teacher, I also am like the voice of the students. So a lot of times, one of the things I'm really proud of is that I get to come in and bring feedback back from these committees to my students and get their input. So it's not just a bunch of adults making decisions. It really is a collective effort, and that's really one of the cool parts of being in a position right now with this team is that they're so open to the ideas of the students, and that's really who we're targeting. And when you talk to that clientele, is really important.
So I just wanted to share with you again. To the left is our SEACHM success indicators. This is like our tried and true, our non-negotiables of the pieces that we want to focus on for our students. And what we did through John and Marie's committee, along with Mr. Vitel and Ms. McEntee, we looked at the values that we want our students to really be working on. So we focused on the self-awareness, social awareness, responsible decision-making, self-management, and relationship skills. And I'm not going to read to you all the other pieces, but if you have our presentation, it's on there, and it will also be on the website. But we are very proud of this. This was really a long time coming for us, and really making sure that we're marrying our academic goals with what we want our students to be working on, social and emotionally.
If I could just jump in on the SEL values, we're really trying to be conscious of students who may be struggling with social-emotional issues, but also students who have a healthy social-emotional situation, but maybe they want to gain more in terms of personal goal setting or achieving something that maybe they hadn't considered before or building healthier relationships. So really we're looking at meeting the needs of every child in our district.
Okay, so next steps. I'm just going to talk about this from the district viewpoint, and then we're going to hand it over to Ms. Rombetta and the rest of our team to really talk about what that looks like at the high school level, the middle school, and then the our elementary level. So we are going to expand upon Project Base. start rolling out things for our students. We really felt as a committee that it was very important that our teachers experience this first so that they're not sort of like sending kids off to experiences that they don't know anything about. Digital citizenship, this is from Mr. Wells. For those of you that came to our curriculum council last year, Mr. Wells did a phenomenal presentation on social media awareness and the dangers and being proactive. So he, along with some other resources, are available to our district to start giving parent academies, workshops, faculty meetings, et cetera. We're also going to look to streamline Family Connect Night to make sure that our buildings have a little bit more of a consensus of how our students get to experience that with our families. And again, we'll continue to have community workshops, social media practices, district wellness programs, et cetera. At the building levels, again, we're going to take all of that and really now start to expand on the activities that we love, develop wellness spaces, which Ms. Trombetta and our team will talk about as we dive deeper, implement updated curriculum resources, and continue implementing PBL, project-based learning, excuse me. Because Mr. Butel and Ms. McAtee couldn't come tonight, I'm going to present for them, but please know that as this work develops, they will be coming in to really share a more in-depth look, as they will be the key people who will be overseeing all of this work. So in PE and health, we realized through our talks and research that PE and the health really assist our students in building those essential SEL values. They understand and manage emotions, set and achieve positive goals, feel and show empathy for others, establish and maintain positive relationships, and make responsible decisions. And this is all through team sports, personal fitness, etc. Health-related lessons. So in Sanctum right now, presently, we were able to, Ms. McAtee and Mr. Butel were able to revitalize our Project Adventure program. We're very, very proud and excited for that. That incorporates trust games, cooperative activities, group and individual fitness challenges. We offer training, or we held training for all of our PE teachers at the secondary level, and updates to our equipment to ensure safety for Project Adventure. We summarize all activities conducted in our buildings for PE and health, and actually for our board members that is in your folder, a summary of all of the activities that we kind of streamlined and put into a document for you. And again, Ms. McAtee is a co-lead on our wellness committee with Ms. Caruana and then Ms. Ordori and Mr. Chiaramonte on our curriculum side. Our next steps will be to expand on Project Adventure. So we have peer education, which is working on really those key social emotional values and more of the student's emotional side. And then we have Project Adventure, which is going to be working on the personal and physical wellness side. And we're going to look to really kind of figure out activity types that are relevant and work well for our middle and elementary schools. They're going to be realigning our health curriculum to incorporate the mental health standards, creating a SHM elementary health program, as opposed to us going out and buying a program, really working with our teachers to cultivate something from within. And then updates to our physical education curriculum units, especially as we move up to incorporate yoga, meditation, STEM activities, dance, etc. Okay, I'm now going to turn it over to Ms. Trombetta. She's going to share what we're looking at the high school.
Good evening. This year, Mr. Antonetti and I have focused a lot on making connections to kids, making sure that we're checking in on not just the high kids, the low kids, but all children. We're doing thumbs-up meetings, life coach meetings, and just checking in with all the ninth grade students. Through our superintendent roundtables, as well as our peer leadership classes, we have the opportunity to push in and listen to the children. And like Mr. Chiaramonte was saying, they're the ones that are kind of guiding us with what they want. And what keeps coming back to us over and over again is they definitely want a voice. They definitely feel that making connections to teachers or what they remember, it's not necessarily the lesson they're learning in the classroom. So we're going to be taking a look at restructuring what a classroom looks like through project-based learning instead of having traditional tables and chairs. I mean, desks and chairs. We're going to be moving to some tables and chairs if teachers want that. So some standing tables so students don't have to sit if they're not the ones that get fidgety. In addition to that, we're looking out through Lacey. I was able to go on a building tour through one of the Patchogue buildings. And what the principal did there was a lot of SEL. It was an SEL building, but they had a tranquility room. And it was just an opportunity. In the elementary level, they called it brain breaks. But for us, it's more of an opportunity for the kid that just feels overwhelmed. High school students, sometimes when you have an opportunity to speak to them, the one thing that comes out is their stress. They feel like they don't know which way to turn between activities and building their resume for college. And sometimes they just need a break. go to a tranquility room where they can just take a little time out, get themselves together, and then get back focused in the classroom, as well as utilizing some of the spaces we have, taking a look at what where do we have in our buildings and outside our buildings that we can do more, using courtyards, looking to bring in ping pong tables and chess games and possibly volleyball outside, so when they're, you know, little kids in the elementary school, they have an opportunity to go out for recess. Just because they're older doesn't mean they don't need that either. Sometimes they need that opportunity to just take a break and be a kid again. So we're taking a look at what we have within our building, what we can expand upon, and again, continuing to listen to the children as to what we can do to support them so that they feel that they're ready to take on the challenges every day in the classroom.
Great. Thank you so much, Ms. Trombetta. I just want to let you know that we have a lot of great stuff already going on this year with our Challenge Day opportunities through Mr. Chiaramonte and Ms. Stearns over at East. Project-based learning, like I said, is underway, and training is occurring right now at our middle school and high school. Flipped classroom, the wonderful mentoring programs that our principals have brought, freshman academies, and then again, our Bold Moves and our LICEY. So we're super excited about our next step and all the examples that Ms. Trombetta has and what we have here on our presentation. Next, I'm going to ask Mr. Chiaramonte to talk a little bit more about our middle school stuff.
Great. So this year, we had a really fantastic opportunity to go to all three middle schools and meet with all the sixth graders. Every sixth grader has met with a high school senior like Ryan here, who went with us to Seneca and Sagamore. We also joined at Samhsa and worked on Operation Kindness, choosing kind, letting kids have a couple periods, three periods, of actually sitting with seniors and talking. And through the activity that Ryan and his classmates have worked on, which again, I'm creating it, might look different than what a student would create, really hit the key points that we wanted to hit for our children in the sixth grade. Empathy, kindness. Teaching kids, this is the most important skill that, if you think about it, when do we have a chance to teach this skill? To be able to speak and talk and let us know what's going on and let them feel like they're in a great environment. One of the most impactful points when I will hit this is there was nothing really flashy about our presentation. I mean, most of the time, if you went to that gym, they were sitting in a circle with seniors. And the kids at the end, after three periods of sitting and hanging out and talking, because of the discussion that they had with the seniors, they wanted us back. Sixth graders. There was nothing digital. There was nothing to touch other than just a conversation. Obviously, they want it, and that's what's so exciting to be able to be here with the team and see that we're moving in a direction. If you watch, I kept nudging Ryan saying, this is what's happening. He didn't know any of this stuff. He can't wait to go back to school now. You know, it's really exciting. And moving forward with this, tell us your experience with kindness.
Yeah, so in 10th grade 2 years ago, it was my first experience being a part of the Challenge Day in the sense of people helping me out. And I can say that it really was a big impact on me. And I was excited for my senior year to be on the other end of that to help out as many kids as I possibly can, because I know that very important to pass along everything that I've learned down to them. And for starting in sixth grade or maybe even younger, it's very important, because in 6 years' time, all those sixth graders that I was able to sit in a circle with and just talk to for a couple of periods might be able to do the same for kids back in, when they're in sixth grade. I don't even know how old I'll be by then. It's the craziest thing about that. It's really important.
And I think this really speaks to the goal, and I just want to thank, you know, Dr. Graham for really that support for us. He saw Challenge Day as something that was just a treasure, a nugget. And so myself, Dr. Moore, our middle school principals, we really got to sit down last year and said, okay, what are we going to do with this? How can we encapsulate that and bring that down to the middle school and the elementary? John, Marie, we all kind of came up with Project Kindness, and then here you go. So everyone was so excited about it that we're expanding to experiences for our 7th and our 8th grade. We're thinking about training our 8th grade leaders so that they can continue on. And we're also looking to expand this year down into 5th grade. So we're super excited about that. Marie, do you want to share some of the other next steps?
Sure. In terms of some of the other things, activities we've been working on and what they were proud of this year, I think one of the things I'm most proud of is that we had 5 to 6 transition meetings. So in Sachem, we sat and discussed every 5th grade student before they moved up to middle school, just to get a sense of how they are academically, socially, emotionally, and any other challenges that they might be dealing with. And we're going to continue that work this year with the 8th grade into the 9th grade. We're a large district, but it makes it feel really small when you can match a face and a name to a student and how they're progressing. We're also looking at some of the flexible spaces. Obviously, middle school is also a time period where students might be feeling a lot of stress and anxiety, so we're looking at that as well as yoga and meditation. So lots of the same great things happening in middle school. We just bring it down to a level that's more appropriate for middle school.
Thank you. And then just moving on to elementary, again, because there were so many great pieces that were happening at the elementary, we're really expanding upon that. So again, like I just said before, Project Kindness down into fifth grade. We also have something called PS I Love You Day that really began at Cayuga, and we're looking to see Mr. Chiaramonte is going to work with that teacher who brought it to us in Cayuga, see how we can sort of expand that into a more realized activity for all of our buildings, parent workshops, the Lycee planning again. We're also investigating the Let It Grow program, which for those of us that remember coming home from school and riding our bike and hanging out in the sun or playing in the woods or what have you, that's not really the experiences our students have anymore because with homework, all the activities that we have, we're kind of making that another intentional program where the students really have to pick an activity that might be out of their comfort zone. It might even be out of a parent's comfort zone to say, what are you going to try this week, this month? Outdoor classrooms, I'll be talking about to see what we can do in terms of that, especially to hook it up with our science program that we're looking to bring in and create on our own. Digital citizenship resources, again, that's with Mr. Wells and his team. We know that the iGen babies were from like the 2007 to now. So we have a real opportunity to be, again, very intentional with our K-1-2-3 students and their parents to really give them those rules and kind of parameters and in terms of being a little bit more safe with all the technology. So our last steps really is our committee meetings. We met with Curriculum Council and Wellness in October. We wanted some time to have the ability to kind of craft these goals and the work. And so in January, we're going to meld both since the curriculum and all the other stuff is kind of coming together and meeting on January 9th. So if you would like to be a part of it and you have not been on either of those committees before, please contact my office to join us because it really is a fabulous experience that we're going through and something that really is just going to be a wonderful experience for students. So at this point, we'll just open up for any questions that the board might have. Or comments, or cries of outrage.
Just a comment. I just wanted to say thank you very much to all of you for your hard work.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. Mr. Chiaramonte, first, thank you, everybody. I'm part of the Wellness and Curriculum Committee, so I've seen this firsthand, all the work that you're doing. It's very exciting for SACHM. With the mentors, is there a limit to how many students you can take? Is there criteria, training? What's involved in picking a mentor?
Right. So for our peer education mentors, they sign up with their guidance department. So juniors and seniors can take it. And what's cool about this type of leadership program is that you're getting every kind of kid. All the programs are fantastic, but what makes the peer education really work well is the authenticity of the student that takes it. You're getting, you know, your honor roll kid. You're getting the kid that the band kid. You're getting, you know, the kid that maybe a couple, you know, superintendent meetings. You know, you're getting everybody. But it really is fantastic because you get to bring them down, and the training really what 2 months. I think by the time October ends, which is every other day, a 15 to 20 day workshop in class, we start taking our students. So right now we have 186. Peer educators at North, and we take them class by class to the school. So that's
great. So every student has the opportunity. It's not like grade based or anything like that.
Ms. Lauren, I just want to add to you that Mr. Chiaramonte is going to be working with Ms. Burns because I don't want people to feel like we have it on one side and not the other to just kind of streamline that program.
That was my next question.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. I've seen Challenge Day since the first one that you've had. Such a great experience. So to expand it so more students have the opportunity would be great. And then with the yoga, like I know some of our elementaries, I see on the pictures, on the websites, or as it comes up, are doing that. So is the thought process to expand it so that all schools are doing that?
All to what extent they do it is really up to the culture of the building. And now we're even bringing it into the middle school. So through Project Kindness, we had a building that kind of did sort of like a rotation between the Project Kindness to yoga. In speaking with our middle school principals, you know, we again, all three middle schools have had an experience. To what extent is what we're trying to really streamline? And as Ms. Trombetta had talked about, the high schools are now looking to bring it into what they're doing as well.
Great. And then one last comment. For the January 9th meeting, you're going to email everybody who's on both committees for that?
Yeah, remind. So I'm going to send it out district all. So if you want to sign up for the remind, and I apologize, I probably should have added it on here. I do apologize. But you can email me directly. I'll be happy to send you the remind that you sign up for so that in the future you can get alerts and you know where everything is.
Right. I'm on the remind, but not everybody, I think. So I had a...
Right. So I'm, and we'll post it to the website.
Right.
We'll send everything out, you know, through Syntax. But, you know, Remind really has been a great tool, so I would like to expand upon that and make sure more people sign up for that.
Okay, great. I had a few questions from people who were on the wellness committee that maybe had missed the first meeting, so they didn't know that they received an email or whatever. So,
okay.
But I'll send them to you. All right, thank you. Great job, everybody. Allison, do we have any visitors? Okay.
Can I respond to that?
Sure. Welcome back, Sal.
Thank
we
you.
Missed
Glad
you.
Glad to be back.
We missed you.
Is this, can you hear me? Yes. I can't help but appreciate being part of this community, more so than ever. But today I just want to add something to them that enhances what they're doing. We are trying to develop relational skills with young people. That goes back to January when Dr. Graham and two other superintendents from Kings Park and the I always get those mixed up. The one over in the east, Mr. Lars Samuelson. And they all spoke coincidentally and very, very timely about the importance of what we're doing here, namely relational skills. Because young people need to be ennobled by being able to articulate what they're feeling. And they're doing it now at the middle school, at the high school, and also at the beginning of school. And I had the pleasure and surprised about a month ago to be coming into the school I go to, Hiawatha, where I vote. Remember, we do vote more than once. And basically, what happened was, as I walked in, I was supposed to address the teachers and the students. And who do I see? These administrators that could make it that day. And they almost were all there. And it's a shame because they heard something that I received over 100 letters after I made my presentation to them about the importance of learning how to ask questions. And the letters I got in a nice packet, and I read all of them, well read, well spoken, well listened to, because they apparently had a lot to say about the fact that here was an author coming in with a book about empowering children, and they learned about asking questions. I treasure that. I'm going to present it to Dr. Graham at a later date. I'm almost finished with reading them well. I usually try to read some of them twice and three times to sort of really get the drift of what they were doing. And I want to commend the high school principal, Mrs. Trombetta, the counselor, I don't remember his name, but the teacher, and also the elementary school. So consequently, we're covering all bases. And it's a shame that the community can't always come to these meetings to get the opportunity to hear that we're not just doing academic, we're doing social relationships. And unless we do that, we're going to get people who don't vote, who don't feel empowered, and the result is that we're spinning our wheels in the sand, making a lot of activities, but nothing really substantially happening. So I want to encourage the parents of this community to come to these meetings. Bring your child to vote with you. We just had an election just the other day. for commissioner in all four districts that we have, Farmingville, Holtsville, Holbrook, and Lake Grove, and these people voted for their commissioners for 5 years. And I want to say that I'm surprised to see that if I were to ask some people on the street, who can become a commissioner? And usually the answer is, well, you know, you got to be part of the fire department. Wrong. You don't have to be. You can't be a woman. Wrong. You can be. There are women commissioners who never put out fires but know about them and do a good job of administering that particular role for 5 years. So consequently, we really have to educate at the base root, which is the parents, to realize there's more to this district than we see on the surface. So please encourage, as board members, that when elections come along to vote, whether it's a primary, a school board election, not just school boards, not that they're not important, but we have also library board. And the more people see people voting, the more this community becomes We Are Sachem and what we're all about. I commend the people here, and I want to tell people in this community, you're lucky to be in one of the best districts in the world. And I know because I've visited a lot of them. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sal. Approval of the minutes. Can I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're on business items. Consent agenda for business items 3A1 through 3B2. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Personnel items, page 3. Consent agenda for personnel items 4A1 through 4D. It should be 5. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Tony, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on page 11.
Ms. Slattery, could I just interject for a moment? We do have two teachers that we appointed this evening to probationary positions, one of whom is here, and I wanted to just welcome Victoria Erb to the district and congratulate her. Victoria, if you don't mind standing up, congratulations.
Congratulations. So we're now on page 11, action items, consent agenda for action items 511 through 5111. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on page 15, donations, 521 donation from a Sachem resident. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Donation, Linda Matika. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're on 3, field trips, 531, approval of music field trip. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Tony, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 4, policy review, 541, first reading and abolishment of policies, no action required.
Give you a little bit of insight there. There are a number of policies throughout the past year and a half. The Board of Education's Policy Committee has been reviewing our entire policy manual and going through them, and there are times where there are required new policies to include. There are other times where we can perhaps streamline some of the policies and consolidate some into one. That would then enable us to abolish certain policies, but it's basically going through the entire policy manual and doing a refresh of that manual. And so each policy goes through a review by the committee with some input from people within the district who may be impacted by that policy or need to be a part of the decision making. And then it comes to the board for a first read. That's what these policies are here for this evening. And then the next time the board comes together, those policies will be here as revised for a second read and for adoption. So there are a number of policies that are being revised and added, and then you'll see a very large list of policies that are being abolished, and those policies will actually be consolidated into one overall curriculum policy. So those, again, those will all be on online on the website as well.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. We're now on 551, recommendations from the Committee on Special Education. May I please have a motion? Meredith, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6A1, determination from the Committee on Preschool Special Education. May I please have a motion? Tony, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Our Board of Education subcommittees, Dorothy is not here. That would be the Legislative Committee.
Sorry.
Perhaps
we've had some conversation throughout the past year through the community about the Smart Schools Investment Plan and the submitted plan that the district has. We've been in contact, and Mr. Render, our Director of Technology, continues to have conversations with the State Education Department, and I thought it was important that the community know that we've also sent some letters to all of our representatives, including Commissioner Ilya and Governor Cuomo, over the past week, asking for an expedited review process for all projects that are related to safety and security. So that's just kind of where we are right now, but we're continuing to push that issue with the State Education Department and continuing to ask our representatives for their advocacy on the behalf of SACHM.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. The Audit Committee, we have no scheduled meetings at this time. The Budget Advisory Committee, okay. And the Policy Committee, as Dr. Graham said, we just met, and we're continuing to do that as the year goes on. Anything else? Anybody have any future agenda items? I would just like to take a moment to say to the board, this year I asked that we look at the district calendar because of all the events, the music concert, the Honor Society inductions, and everything that goes on in SACHM. I asked my fellow board members that we look at the calendar and share the events so that board members are in attendance at all the different things going on in our community. And I would just like to say thank you to my fellow board members. It's a big commitment for what we do, and to ask them to go out and do even more. It was a lot, but I appreciate it, and I think it means a lot to the students and administration and all the staff in SACHM that we're there. Anything else? So I would like to wish everybody a happy and healthy holiday season, and now I would like a motion for us to adjourn to executive session
to discuss
collective negotiations.
Correct.
May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Meredith, any questions? Motion is carried. Happy holidays, everybody.